Now we'll keep going to another very good question. Who are the 24 elders in Revelation chapter 4? Let's begin by reading Revelation 4, 1 through 4. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. The words of the Lord to John, saying, Come up hither, coincide with the rapture of the church. In the first three chapters of Revelation, we have the word church or churches mentioned 19 times. And we don't have that word again until the completion of the Lord's plan on the earth. We then read in Revelation 22:16, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. So we see that the catching up or rapture of the church occurs in Revelation 4:1. This corresponds with what we read in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. The focus of the book of Revelation turns from looking at the church in the first three chapters to looking at the heavenly scene beginning in chapter 4. John, called up to heaven, sees a throne and someone sitting on that throne. We know this is the Lord Jesus Christ sitting on the throne by what we read in Revelation 4:11, which says, The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Speaking of the Lord Jesus, we read in Colossians 1:16, For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. So, who are these 24 elders who cast their crowns before the throne? We know they are not angels, because the white robes and crowns indicate those who have been redeemed and made righteous. The crowns indicate endurance and victory over earthly trials. In all likelihood, these elders represent the redeemed ones from the Old Testament and from the church. The number 24 is important and pretty obvious in representing these two groups of believers. In the Old Testament, there were 12 tribes of Israel, which make up the nation of Israel. In the New Testament, there were 12 apostles who laid the foundation of the church, as we read in Ephesians 2:19 and 20, which says, Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So, here in Revelation chapter 4, we find all of the redeemed ones of God throughout the time casting their crowns at the feet of their beloved Redeemer.